Hi guys, it is Melissa Baird, and I am your guest medium for your lesson this week. We're on Module 13, Lesson 1, and we're going to talk about burnout. But for those of you who don't know who I am Carmel's oldest daughter. I have been learning and developing alongside her from the age of 18, so that's 11 years now. And I've run my own business as a psychic and a medium successfully for the last 6 years now. So I'm always working alongside my mom. I've taken every class that she has to offer, probably over hundreds of times, as well as I teach my own classes now, and we work together very often. So what I want to talk about is burnout. The first thing is, how do you recognize burnout? Because so often, I know for myself, I am somebody who, when things need to get done or when things are planned or scheduled or I have clients or things like that, I just buckle down and get it done. I'm the kind of person who's like, put my head down, just get through it, just get through it, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. And that's what I do until I literally crash. And what I'm saying by the crash is usually I get physically sick because I'm not listening to my guides or not listening or being able to hear my own spirit, my own self, my own thoughts, feelings, opinions, that kind of stuff. I'll ignore the signs of getting sick until I have no choice but to be on bed rest, those kinds of things. So I think that that's a really big part of burnout. But something else that's happened to me in the last year that I learned was another sign of burnout was I was coming home every day and after work and I would just want to watch TV. And my spouse had come to me at one point and said, all you do is watch TV. Like, you never talk to me, you never talk about your day. You've become very addicted to the TV. And so when that was brought forward to me, I really had to go within myself and do some reflection. And the reflection that I brought forward was that so often as a medium, we're helping and healing others in times of crisis. People don't come to us typically because their life is going great and they're happy and feeling fulfilled and amazing. They usually come to us in a time of need, a time of grief, a time of sadness, or a time of crisis. And so we're always working in a time of crisis. So sometimes when you get home, you may notice that you're unplugged or having a hard time plugging in, because you talk to people all day long about very tragic, crisis-based topics. So for me, I was wanting to watch TV so that I didn't have to talk to anybody. I didn't have to hear about their bad day. I didn't have to hear about their problems or their struggles. I could escape into a different world, whether it's reality TV or Grey's Anatomy or whatever your thing is, and I could just be numb to everything. And that wasn't good either, because then I wasn't also taking time for myself to hear my own self. Another big sign of burnout for me, and this is how I know right away whether it's gonna, when it's coming on, is I'll wake up and I don't want to do readings that day. So if I wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm so tired, I don't want to go to work, I have to read clients and I really don't want to, I'm gonna do it anyways, but I am not really looking forward to working. That's how I know that a burnout is taking place. And what I do, typically that's my first sign. So I have like my kind of emergency plan. What I do when it happens is I plug into the things that I know will inspire me, rejuvenate me, and lift me up as plan A. And plan B is take time off. So usually what, like for me, I love to teach. I love teaching students, and teaching my students really inspires me and gives me so much joy and passion, because I like to do that for other people and they lift me up and I feel loved. I feel like I'm on my right path and journey when I do that. So typically I'll go into teaching students to use that to inspire me and push me along and grow through that part of my journey, or then I take the time off. And this is something I pre-plan for every year. It's part of my emergency evacuation plan, evacuating from burnout. So I usually plan my summers off always. And then if I feel great, I'll throw some stuff into there. But that's just a known given for me. as a safety net, if that makes sense. So those are some signs of burnout. I think other things like bathing, taking long drives, even listening to music, because different songs make you feel different feelings and emotions and they help you process through things. Listen to some inspiring podcasts. Personally, I love Rachel Hollis, Tony Robbins, and Gary Vaynerchuk or Gary V. Those, Gary V fires me up whenever I need it, that kick in the butt to get going and to push. And then I also will listen to books. I'm reading Brené Brown right now, as well as John C. Maxwell. He's really inspiring. And those are what keep me growing, passionate, rejuvenated, inspired, and all of that kind of stuff. I know for my mom, one of the biggest things that I see her do when she burns out is she kind of goes on, not health kicks, but she goes on cleanses. And I think there's a difference between a health kick and a cleanse. And so she'll really plug into eating healthy foods, drinking water, being more consciously aware of the choices she's choosing for herself, whether it's boundaries, friendships, food, choices, whether to go out, stay in, what she can do in a day. And she'll become more meticulous and picky about those things and honoring that. So I hope this helps you. And I want to thank you so much for letting me be your guest medium today.